Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. In just the last few weeks, Liz Truss, Britain's new prime minister, has been denounced by critics as a fascist. So has Giorgia Meloni, Italy's newly elected prime minister. Along with all Republicans in Congress, Texas and Florida, GOP Governors Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, and of course, former President Donald Trump. Every one of the tens of thousands of moderate Republicans who attend Trump rallies as well. Dangerous fascists, for that matter. All of whom critics say need to be shut up. Now, Truss is a fascist because she wants to cut taxes. Meloni is a fascist and getting blamed or banned from several social media platforms because she gave a rousing speech endorsing God, family, and country. One speech. What a dangerous tyrant. Republicans in Congress are fascists because they support work for welfare and are trying to block the Green New Deal. Hillary Clinton said after a recent Trump rally in Ohio, "I remember as a young student, I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms." Trump's defeated 2016 Democratic presidential rival was referring to Hitler. You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump was there, ranting and raving for more than an hour. And he had these rows of young men with their arms raised, and she didn't quite say it, but the implied message was clear. These crazy Trump supporters wanted to say Heil Hitler. At least President Joe Biden doesn't call his political adversaries fascists. But for him, they're only semi-fascist. I don't know if that means we're redeemable or what. Although, we're both referring to the same people. They're referring to me and you. Now, aren't these the same people who have urged raising the level of civil discourse? Wasn't Biden supposed to unify the country with Trump out of the picture? Another thing that is very infuriating about these slurs is that the left doesn't even understand what a fascist is. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, fascism is a political philosophy, movement, or regime that exalts nation and often race above the individual, and that stands for a centralized autocratic government. The Britannica Dictionary defines fascism as a way of organizing society in which a government is ruled by a dictator, controls the lives of the people, and in which people are not allowed to disagree with the government. So you should probably let that sink in for a minute. Who are the fascists here? A government that controls the lives of the people? Well, we have a group of politicians who shut down schools and businesses and restaurants and churches during COVID-19, a government that is now telling us what kind of light bulbs we can put in our homes, what temperature we can set our thermostat in our living rooms, and what kind of car we can buy and what kind of drugs we need to be inserted into our arms. Who is the leader of who is vastly supersizing our centralized government? Biden and congressional Democrats have already spent $4 trillion expanding nearly all the power structures of government in Washington. If that isn't fascistic, what is? But here's the rub. The definition of fascism has gradually been evolving over time. And nowadays, according to the Collins Dictionary, fascism is a set of right-wing political beliefs that include strong controls of society and the economy by the state. Now, by this definition, leftists can't be accused of being fascist because they want to use government for virtuous ends, while the right wants to use government to further enrich the rich, spread racism, and deny science. And what we have here is a clinical case of projecting. Democrats and other leftist parties around the world accuse the right of wanting to expand government powers when that is precisely the overriding objective of the modern-day American left. It is prototypically fascist, or fascistic, to elevate race and skin color into the public debate, trample civil liberties, squash those who disagree with the reigning government, partner up big government with big business and micromanage economy through dictates from the central planners. Put your political enemies in handcuffs, in jail without a trial, trample over the traditional guardrails that were installed to protect liberty by changing voting rules, ending the 60-vote filibuster in the Senate, and discrediting and trying to pack the Supreme Court. Declare everything, including COVID-19 and climate change, an existential threat to justify more power to the politicians. So what is a fascist, really? Left says it's anyone who opposes what they want to do to expand government. But the real fascist is a leader who wants to exploit governmental power to suppress basic liberties of individuals. It's the partnership of government and private industry for political power and monetary gain. And to find it in modern-day America, all you have to do is look at your current government. The part that is missing in this particular discussion is fascism and socialism, they always bleed into communism and totalitarianism. Because fascism, while semi-dictatorial, is not always going to operate in a way to where they have it everything clamped down. So sooner or later, that has to give way to totalitarianism and communism. It has to give way to armed, forceful compliance, or forced compliance. Now, some of the stuff that they are doing today is fascistic, and some of the things they're doing today is aimed at getting you disarmed. Because if you were to be disarmed, then they can have everything they want. They can get all the things that they're looking for. And all they're looking for is everything. They're looking for everything. They want all the winnings. They want all the earnings. They want everything out there. They want to be able to tell you what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, how you're going to think, when it's okay to think it. You know, your children are mine. This is the car you can have. You're going to work, and this is how much money you can keep. Or better yet, they like for us all to live in one place where we're just willing to take whatever they dole out. We'd be working like minions, making their machine work and everything, but we wouldn't be able to reap the benefits. The benefits would go to the elites, to the ruling caste, to the ones who think they're our betters. This is why they need you disarmed. That's if they ever get to that point, they have closed the deal. If they ever get that monopoly on violence, they will have closed the deal. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Melissa Fleming has a bachelor's in German studies and a master's in broadcast journalism. These degrees equipped the former journalist to become the head of the United Nations Department of Global Communications. And from that august bureaucratic propaganda position, she just announced to a World Economic Forum panel that the UN and Google own the science. Now, old-fashioned people like myself understand that science is a process. You propose a theory, you carefully construct an experiment that will isolate the truth or false, you know, the false nature of your study or the theory, and then you hold the result of your experiment out to the world for it to be replicated. If it is able to be replicated, then it is probably good. Or challenged, bad theory, very, very bad. Now, scientists are not a process. They are humans. And like all humans, in all endeavors, they can make mistakes. They also, like all humans, some of them can have or lack morals. Some of them let their egos get in the way. Some are limited by the technology and knowledge of the air in which they live. So science, while it is trying to be exact, it is a constant quest. A constant quest. And over the years, scientists have come out with some very bad theories that could not hold up to the scientific process. And here's a little short list of some of these horrible ideas they have had over the centuries, like meat hatches flies, bleeding improves people's health, bad air causes disease, non-white races and Jews are biologically inferior, ulcers are not caused by bacteria, the earth is the center of the universe, and people can magically change their sex. The scientific process constantly yields new results because it has new variables. So science is always based upon the known truths of the time, but it is not exact. And it is really dictated to by what is known at the time. Sometimes these variables are observable facts, sometimes they're amazing individuals and new ideas, and sometimes the result of a book of knowledge and technical ability. Nothing is stagnant. And no one has a lock on the science, or when it's done correctly, the results. Now, try telling that to the bureaucrats at the UN. Whether it's climate change, which has seen every doom and gloom prediction proven wrong, scientists alter facts and everyone ignoring natural climate cycles. That's climate change. COVID, or gender, which ignores biology and offers only theory. The leftist bureaucrats who populate the UN have been wrong about everything. But why should this stop them? The UN apparatchiks have understand something that we who believe in the scientific process struggle to recognize. It's not the process that matters. It's access to information. And for many people, the information is all about who gets it and who delivers it. And the people that get it, what do they do with it? And that, Melissa Fleming and her German and journalism majors completely understands. So at a World Economic Forum panel on disinformation, she stated explicitly that the process is irrelevant. It is the power that counts. And we get this. Melissa Fleming, Undersecretary for Global Communications at the United Nations at WEF disinformation event. We partner with Google. For example, if you Google climate change, you will at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see, when we Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming more proactive. We own the science, and we think the world should know it, and the platforms themselves also do. Now, this is not scientific process. What they have done here is search engine optimization. Now, I do SEO. We did SEO when we put together my website, which most of you have never been to. And when we did it, what we did it was, if somebody searches my name or Lock and Load with Bill Frady or something, these things are going to pop up. And the reason you do that is you do that for a in a marketing thought process. There is no other reason to do it, because what you want to do is you want your information to pop up at the top. So what they have done is they've done the same thing with Google. And what are we getting out of that? Well, we're not getting truth. We're not getting truth. We're getting their truth. We're getting what they want us to know. Are we getting a scientific process? No. Because scientific process indicates and dictates that climate has always changed on the Earth. It's always going to change on the Earth sometime soon, and we won't be able to stop it. That's the other thing that is so arrogant about this. They think that they can convince us that they can change the climate, that they can control the climate. If we can control the climate, why would we allow something like Hurricane Ian to occur? So you're not getting facts either. And all that matters for them in this endeavor and in the whole climate change scheme, and it's the same with the COVID scheme, it's the same with gun control, it's the same with every one of these schemes, is power. They want to gather and control raw power. And just like the Democrats did after this 2020 election, where they got out and published an article in Newsweek, now the UN's chief propagandist is no longer too ashamed to admit that what they are doing is designed to gather power. You know, they want to go the whole one world government thing and all this other nonsense. And we're not going to be led by the UN. The UN couldn't lead us if they had to, if we paid them to. So, you know, that's a FYI. That one's on me. That one's on me. You guys can have that one. And I point this out because the UN also wants us to have gun control. And they want to do the same thing. They want to control information. If they control information, then they can control what you think, what you believe. They think they can control what you know if they limit what's available to you out there. So the biggest question you have to ask yourself, are you going to stop there? Or are you going to go look? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flood water remains high in parts of Arcadia, Florida, even though it's been nearly a week since Hurricane Ian hit the state. Alexander Vasquez talks about living in the city in the storm's aftermath.
Well, obviously, we had to come through the boat, and it was pretty rough. We thought we were going to flip. The currents were pretty bad, but thankfully, we're here.
First responders say they're unable to reach some areas of the city because of high water levels. Meals, water, and gas are being handed out by the National Guard and relief organizations. A vast majority of CEOs believe a recession is coming. That's according to a survey released by one of the big four accounting firms, KPMG. They revealed 86% of CEOs see a recession coming over the next year. Almost 60% of them expect it to be mild and short. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. On September 2nd, the United States District Court, Northern District of Texas, Fort Worth Division, issued an opinion order granting a preliminary injunction in part on the ATF final rule, which radically changed the decades-long definition of what is a firearm in federal law. The opinion explains that ATF created the long-standing definition of what a firearm is in 1978. Now, over 40 years later, they are updating and expanding the definition into new areas. And from the opinion, we get this. In April 2022, ATF published a final rule changing, among other things, the 1978 definition of frame or receiver. They assigned the term frame to handguns and the term receiver to any firearm other than a handgun, such as rifles and shotguns. They then defined the terms frame and receiver along the same lines as the 1978 rule, though with updated, more precise technical terminology. But they did not stop there. Rather than merely updating the terminology, they decided to regulate partial frames and receivers. And under the new final rule, the terms frame and receiver shall include a partially completed, disassembled, or non-functional frame or receiver, including a frame or receiver parts kit that is designed to or may readily be completed, assembled, restored, or otherwise converted to function as a frame or receiver. But the term shall not include a forging, casting, printing, extrusion, unmachined body, or similar article that has not yet reached a stage of manufacture which is clearly identifiable as an unfinished component of a weapon. When determining whether an object or frame or receiver, the ATF director is not limited to looking only at the object. When issuing a classification, he may consider any associated templates, jigs, molds, equipment, tools, instructions, guides, or marketing materials that are sold, distributed, or possessed with the item or kit. It also amends the ATF's definition of firearm to include weapons parts kits, and the new definition of firearm shall include a weapons part kit that is designed or may readily be completed, blah, 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 blah. Well, they found that they exceeded their authority.
What a shocker.
So, they said, the administrator, and I mean, this lawyer speak just kills me. Doesn't it kill you? I can't stand it. The Administrative Procedure Act requires courts to hold unlawful and set aside agency action findings and conclusions found to be in excess of statutory jurisdiction, authority, or limitations. They argue the final rule exceeds their statutory authority under the Gun Control Act in two ways. First, plaintiffs argue that the final rule expands ATF's authority over parts that may be readily converted into frames or receivers, when Commerce limited ATF's authority to frames or receivers as such. Second, they argue that the final rule unlawfully treats weapons parts as parts kits as firearms, and plaintiffs are likely to succeed on both claims. September 23rd, 2022, Black Hawk Manufacturing Group, doing business as 80% Arms, filed a motion to intervene to be included in the lawsuit. The motion is under consideration. The court has ordered the ATF to reply by October 7, 2022. On September 26, they denied the government's motion for clarification, where the ATF wanted to complete a classification of one of the plaintiff's products. The court ruled to do so would be in contravention of the injunction it placed in effect. Texas is in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and another court in Texas refused to issue a preliminary injunction. In North Dakota, in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Peter D. Welch refused to grant a preliminary injunction in another case challenging the final rule. So a major contention is the wording of the 1968 Gun Control Act, which clearly differentiates weapons that may be readily converted and receivers, which does not include that may be readily converted language. So in addition, the inclusion of information tooling and jigs as part of what is assigned as a firearm is new and a considerable expansion of government power. In Delaware, Judge Mary Ellen Noriega, has ruled the ability to make and possess homemade guns is protected by the Second Amendment. Now, the Supreme Court may eventually take a case on what power, if any, the ATF may legitimately have to regulate the private, non-commercial making of or sale of firearms and what may be defined as a firearm. And that will probably take years and years and years and years. But here's what we can say categorically at this particular moment. Homemade guns predate the United States. It's not something that is a new thing. It's never been a new thing. Well, it might have been. It was a new thing when we came in. But it, not now. And this is where I think a lot of these guys lose their way, because they seem to think that they can come in and they use the term, well, they never foresaw. Actually, they did. They foresaw what was going on in the world. They understood that in order for a nation to be free, it would have to be able to fight a government. They had just got done fighting a government. They had just got done fighting the only sole superpower on the planet. And it was a torturous fight. And the founders put everything they had on the line. They put their lives, they put their fortunes, they put their families. And they persevered. So when they got done, And the thought process was very simple. One of the things they were going to do was make sure that should the government ever rise up against the people here in the United States, that they would be able to fight back. And that's where the Second Amendment comes from. To keep and bear arms. Very simple. It's a very simple process. Now, as all this goes along, here comes the ATF. Now, until the 1930s, we really didn't have any rules pertaining to guns. Until 1968, with the Gun Control Act, we didn't even have serial numbers. They were like pipes. You know, they were just hardware. And once they got out there and they started regulating things and they saw how easy it was to foist upon the public this kind of thing. Well, let's just add more. Because a lot of politicians, Republican and Democrat, they really don't like you being armed. They don't like the idea that you might be able to resist what they have to say. What they want you to do. Well, that part of it is also interesting in and of itself because you look at that and you're like, you don't even need, I mean, revolutions have occurred without weapons. They've started without weapons. When you leave people no recourse, well, they're going to seek recourse. They're going to find a way to deal with things. Sometimes, just sometimes, it could get violent. But there's always a line. There's always a wall that you're going to hit. And they want to go to the wall. They apparently want to go to the wall. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, when you look at things today, the pirates of today, while they still have pirates out on the seas that go after ships and stuff like that, but today's criminals, the modern day pirate ship that they would be seeking could be thought of as the evacuees from a hurricane. I understand that you maybe are trying to wrap your head around what that. This is the same way they salivated over fat Spanish merchant ships heavily laden with gold. And here you have a car full of gas, hundreds of dollars in cash, prescription drugs, food, water, and valuables. Too precious to leave at home. Florida recognized this in 2015, when then-Governor Rick Scott signed what became known as the state's Hurricane Gun Law. This law allowed Floridians to carry a concealed firearm for 48 hours while complying with a mandatory evacuation order, regardless of whether or not they may have had at the time a valid state-issued concealed weapons permit. Now, there are a few conditions. The governor or local authorities must first declare a state of emergency, and then a mandatory evacuation order must follow. And they can extend the 48-hour limit if needed. With the Hurricane Gun Law, when it was signed, it wasn't recognized by the states contiguous to Florida, and it still isn't, although Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia now have constitutional carry. Those who drafted and sponsored the legislation were certainly not, they were certainly well-meaning, but when judged by today's standards and the fact that half the country now enjoys constitutional carry, the law seems a little bit quaint. It's like the officials of the time realized that a hurricane trumped the normal bureaucratic rules and processes, so they agreed to temporarily stop requiring their subjects to bend a knee, pay a fee, and ask the government to sell them back their constitutional right in a form of a concealed carry license, but only for 48 hours. So, in other words, they agreed to make it easier for people to defend themselves, and for only 2 days. Now, my question is, what if there wasn't a time limit? And to be clear, the threats associated with a hurricane are great, no doubt about it. Especially during an evacuation when predators abound. However, normal daily life in Baltimore, Chicago, L.A., New York, and dozens of other cesspools where local officials have allowed crime to spiral out of control is as dangerous as well. Should we not make it easier for good law-abiding people who live in these cities to defend themselves? The threats they face are not short-lived and cyclonic. They're constant and pervasive. Constitutional carry allows law-abiding citizens to carry a concealed firearm without a permit or license. It levels the playing field against criminals who have always carried concealed firearms without permits or licenses. If an evacuation order is issued, I'm sure those without Florida CWFLs would appreciate their 2-day constitutional carry allowance. But the need for real constitutional carry is greater than 48 hours and should be offered nationally. Hurricane Ian highlights the dire need for constitutional carry in Florida and how constitutional carry for all should be our true goal. Our right to keep and bear arms did not come with a 2-day time limit, and it applies to all law-abiding citizens. But, you know, it's just something. We're going to have to work on this one, without a doubt. We're going to have to work on this one. And I have not heard, and now in Florida, which they also refer to as the gun-shy state, I have not heard a whole lot of stuff currently where they're out there having a lot of looting. I have not heard that at all. So, knowing that, I would say that the good people of Florida, the law-abiding people of Florida, and the fact that they declared an emergency and there was 48 hours where people could carry a gun in Florida just here recently, knowing this, I would have to say that that message was probably received. And it has done the work. Moving on, before we run out of time, the Second Amendment Foundation has filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the White House seeking copies of documents, both digital and print, that show interactions between White House staff and members of gun control and gun safety groups. The FOIA request was made by Lee Williams. And, you know, he has coverage of gun-related news that appears in thegunmag.com, which is a Second Amendment Foundation-owned publication, as well as several of their online sites. And he's a contributor here. He said the Biden-Harris administration runs the least transparent White House in recent history. Everything is conducted in secret behind closed doors. Through this Freedom of Information Act request, we will start holding the shot callers accountable for their constant infringements on our Second Amendment rights. And at the very least, we will find out who's actually orchestrating their war on guns. Now, Second Amendment founder and executive vice president Alan Gottlieb said the move was necessary in order to learn just how closely and under the radar the Biden White House is working with the gun prohibition lobby on legislation and other efforts that may impair Second Amendment rights. And he observed, Joe Biden is a perennial anti-gun rights politician. He spent his entire career pushing various gun control schemes. They would turn the right to keep and bear arms into a heavily regulated privilege. Thanks to the Freedom of Information Act, we might be able to learn just how deeply entrenched the gun ban movement has become in his administration. So, they are looking to see if there's been any meetings of all and they're looking for all documents, including emails and visitor logs between the White House and gun control and gun safety groups, including, but not limited to, Everytown for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, The Trace, Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, Third Way, Newtown Action Alliance Gun Control Giving Fund, Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, down there twice, Violence Policy Center, Gun Violence Archives, Sandy Hook Promise, March for Our Lives, John Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions, Alliance for Gun Responsibility, and Guns Down America. If they decline to produce the requested materials, we're going to wonder why, and we will not be satisfied until we get some answers, even if it means a court fight. This is, and this is actually very important work to go out there and do this kind of thing. Because until we know who they're out there working with, it's very hard to, we're doing this. This is the reverse of the Saul Alinsky stuff. Where we get out there and we, we put a spotlight on them and isolate them. That's what's happening here. And it's a good idea. This is the way to go, without a doubt. Now, me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.